Oh, praise the Lord, and good morning. Today is Easter Sunday. It is the day that we celebrate our Lord's resurrection after his crucifixion. It is a glorious day, nevertheless. Our meditation today is from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In our journey to see him, we must continue to keep him lifted up. We continue to keep him lifted up through our praise and thanksgiving. He paid an enormous price for our salvation, but he did it out of love for each and every one of us who has accepted him as a personal Savior. Therefore, give him grace, give him glory. And we should do as Psalms 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations." Heavenly Father, we come to this morning thanking you for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for arising out of the tomb and showing the world that you have conquered death. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. We thank you for your everlasting love that you place upon us each and every day. We thank you, Father, for giving us the strength to rise each and every day, to take care of ourselves, to take care of our personal needs. We thank you, Father, for standing beside us as we go through this challenging time. But we know that you are standing there with us, Father. You have placed your hedge of protection around each and every one of us, Father, to keep us safe from all harm, both seen and unseen. We pray, Lord, that you continue to watch over and guide our leaders as they make decisions for our benefit. We ask you, Father, to remember each and every person in this congregation. Touch them in a special way. Meet everyone's needs, Father. Those that are well, those that are not well. We thank you again, Father, for all that you do for us. We ask you to bless each one of us this day and all through the coming days for the rest of the week. Continue to lead us, continue to guide us, and we'll forever give your name the praise and the glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, Amen.